Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 3, 2023. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, how fast can we fill the world with love? We all want to live in a world filled with love, but at the same time, think that it is impossible. But what if we could live in a loving world? We currently live in a hostile world. We find ourselves fighting and competing against each other more and more, and our lives become worse as a result. Our egoistic nature, where we wish to self-benefit at others' expense, starts turning against us, as we can never fulfill our growing desires, and we likewise excrete more and more anger and cruelty into the world, which negatively boomerangs back to us. Now imagine that we could shift our worldview and our relationships to a direction of love and care. What if we could suddenly change the world so that no one would exploit or harm others? We would then see an opposite world, one where our fears, anxieties and negative sensations in general would shift to a positive direction, one of support, encouragement and love for one another. Love would obligate us to want, think and act optimally. We would cease our constant plight to keep ourselves busy with an ongoing array of producing, advertising, using and throwing away unnecessary excesses. If love filled the world, then even if nobody worked, we would still get our needs met because we would have no desire for excesses. Instead, an atmosphere of love and mutual consideration would fulfill us completely. Today's overblown human ego leads us into an increasing contrast with nature, as around 90% of what we produce is unnecessary, while nature itself produces only what is necessary. In nature, everything is repeatedly used in 100% of its capacity. Nature functions as a closed integral system, and our influence within nature is the exception. That is, our produce does not return to nature in its natural form, but rather in a distorted form that adds toxins and poisons back into nature. If, however, we related lovingly to each other, then we would clean the world. A loving and caring attitude among us would replace our demands for excess and surplus, and we would reach a newfound balance among each other and with nature. Moreover, until we bring about a major transformation in our attitudes to each other, where love would replace hatred, and where care and support would replace indifference and apathy, then the more we invest in technological means to clean the world without fixing our attitudes to each other, the more we will find our world becoming increasingly polluted. This is because nature ultimately demands of us to come into balance with each other, in our attitudes to each other, that we would create an atmosphere of love and mutual consideration throughout the world. Until we do so, nature will keep reminding us that our efforts to solve our accumulation of problems without fixing our attitudes to each other will only lead us to more and more problems and suffering. In order to develop relations of love in our world, we need to exercise our attention, consideration and responsibility toward one another. By doing so, we will mutually participate in the integral system of nature. And only then will we bear witness to a new loving world that will solve the myriad problems and crises that are tumbling down on us today. The main laws cannot be changed. Comment: in your blog you wrote that a sacrifice is the ability of a person to literally cut off pieces from his desires of the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels. The simplest thing is to work with inanimate desires. For example, in the Torah this is described as manufacturing various objects from precious metals. In addition, you mention different categories of all kinds of vegetative and animate desires, which, according to the Torah, are sacrificed. The last level of desire is human, kins, Levites, Israel. This is not clear. My response: everything is measured by whether I do it clearly for the benefit of people or not. Question: but why is everything coded like that? The Torah is more than 3,000 years old, and most people do not feel that it is necessary to come closer to the Creator by cutting off pieces of their egoism. Why is everything so concealed and not said directly? Answer: basically it is said directly. But people do not want to admit it. Question: but it is not clear from the Torah that it is necessary to work with egoism inside a person. Answer: why? Love your neighbor as yourself, and so on. What is not clear here? The most basic laws are given in a concise and very clear manner. You cannot change them in any way. Comment: yes. But when you read all these love the stories. My response: indeed, people begin to interpret them in their own way, to some yes, to others no, yes for one thing, no for another. It is all because of our egoism. This is how we turn everything supposedly in our favor. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 8, 2023. How I see the world of the future. People often ask me how I see the world of the future, what it will be based on, and how we will interact with each other in it. Unfortunately, I must admit that I do not see it coming in the near future. There will be many more problems that accompany the birth of a new world. But when it is revealed, it will be a different world, one that exists in the minds of people who will understand that it is necessary to live in such a way that we do anything to avoid wars and hatred between us. We must fight among ourselves so that no one has hatred for the other, but on the contrary, mutual love, respect, and desire for contact. I hope that we will reach this. At least now all the events in the world are aimed at revealing what is good and what is bad between us. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 26, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. White light, black desire. Question: where did the letters Yud Hey Vav Hey come from? Why are they called the four-letter name of the Creator? Answer: because white light draws its image on a black background. The desire is black, the light is white. Thus, an image of the qualities of light is drawn on the quality of desire. Question: why is the first letter Yud? Answer: in general, all this is explained very simply. The quality of light and the quality of darkness are placed opposite each other so that the light depicts itself exactly in this form. The letter Yud looks like a comma and indicates the beginning of the expansion of the light. The letter Vav is depicted as a wand, which symbolizes the spreading of light from above downward. All Hebrew letters are created in this way. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 15, 2023. To love a person or the masses? Question: there is a phenomenon when a person, for example, an actor, goes on stage and works with the audience that he can't live without it. He craves it. And when he meets his fans individually, he treats them contemptuously. Why? Answer: this happens because, in general, he does not like people. He loves the mass, their next level, when they are connected to one another. Therefore, his attitude manifests itself either in an egoistic or altruistic way. The artist loves a mass of people because they praise him and he gets energized. We know actors who are like a little mouse in everyday life. But suddenly he comes on stage and here he is Hamlet or the Moor. And in ordinary life nobody and nothing. But he lives on stage because there he transforms into another character. Have you ever been a prince in your life? No. But he has. He works as a prince for 2 or 3 hours every evening. It means a lot. And, of course, for this he loves the mass sitting in front of him. He does not like people individually because they do not give him the opportunity to stay in the image of a prince. This is a purely egoistic approach. And there is an altruistic approach when in front of the artist there is a mass of people who want to somehow unite, then this is, of course, a field of activity for him. either self-gratification or general enjoyment. Either you rise egotistically yourself, or you raise the mass by uniting it, lifting it up. The audience rises up to a higher level thanks to the power that he gives it. Rises higher means closer to the light, to the sun, as they say. At this time, a beneficial light bestows on them. And then they descend, but this effect remains in them. And so, time after time, they begin to feel some kind of opportunity to rise in themselves. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Become a Star. May 14, 2011. Decline of the level of consumption. The depression that envelops the world is not quenched by any yachts, villas, travel, or banquets. Of course, this depends on the level of development of countries and societies, because in more developed societies it is even stronger. The fact that the era of consumption is coming to an end is evident through the increase in the number of psychologists, psychiatrists, sedatives, drug legalization, and so on. When it comes to industry where there are people who want to profit, and the masses do not allow them to profit because they do not buy the goods they produce, this is where the problem arises. What will those who need to add another zero to their wealth do? They have a lot of things, both weapons and power, but no one buys anything from them. How will their bank account be replenished? They created an economy that depends only on the purchasing power of people. If you buy and throw it away, earn money again and buy and throw away, then they profit from it, and that is what they need. This is what they enjoy. The fact that all of this is thrown away pollutes the earth and depletes it of minerals does not matter. The main thing is to see an additional zero in the bank. But what do you care? No matter how much they try to convince you that you need to buy, you no longer want to. Here is the crisis, and they do not know what to do with it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Make a Revolution. February 10, 2012. Who is the true hero? A hero is someone who, by relying on his egoistic nature, builds another person out of himself, that is similar to the creator. Imagine that a person, like a worm, is inside a rotten apple and begins to slowly emerge from it. He sticks his head out, sees a wonderful world of giving and love, and comes out of himself into a completely different space, the blue sky and the sun, not the darkness in which he lived. Although he had enough of everything for his body, this world wasn't there. And now when he gets out of this rot, he must process it, which means processing all his egoism to bestow to others. And how? Out of himself, out of his egoism, he builds similarity to the Creator. He studies the Creator, asks him to reveal himself, to show him an example like an adult to a child, and he overcomes his ego as much as he is able to. He uses it not for himself, but for similarity to the Creator. And similarity to the Creator means love for everyone else. And so in portions, a little more he studies the Creator, a little more he makes himself like him, a little more he studies the Creator, a little more he makes himself like him. As a result, he sees that all his egoism is intended only to turn this huge, terrible mass into similarity to the Creator, to gain the full quality of bestowal and love for everyone else. And then he becomes equal to the Creator. That is all. The problem is solved. But it is completely the opposite of how we use egoism in our world. And now we have to start processing it. Question: at some point in history, a man named Adam realized that there was solid egoism surrounding him. From that moment on, the spiritual system began to unfold as a basis for ascent. Does it turn out that we could not do without what happened before in order to realize all this selfishness, all this mass? Answer: we couldn't. What happened before our time, it should have been so. But from our time onward, we can already act differently. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Who is the real hero? January 28, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Can music be used in education? There are numerous examples of how music and songs are used in education in order to let students absorb the material more easily. Moreover, by learning various subjects through music, the students themselves learn how to teach others, their next generation, and so on. If students sing together in their learning, then they also add a component of a common bond and adaptation to their learning. More importantly, however, than using music to better learn within the current educational frameworks, we need a different kind of education altogether, one in which the students would understand the need to positively connect. In other words, as our world becomes increasingly connected, then we need renewed emphasis in our educational methods on the need for positive connection. The first takeaway students should extract from their learning is that without positive connection in their society, groups and various interactions, nothing will help them in life. Such an approach disregards the current educational approach at its core, which is primarily based on individual learning, development and achievements. Developing ourselves in individual competition against one another is an outdated educational approach that no longer suits our globally interconnected and interdependent world. All learning, development and achievements should then come after establishing the new emphasis in education, on the need to positively connect. The world thus needs new kinds of educators who know how to enter the students' hearts and generate a well-connected atmosphere. Doing so also requires that the educators themselves grow a positive connection among each other. Indeed, such a vision is distant from our current educational frameworks, and it seems impossible to educate teachers in such a way today. Perhaps it would become possible to reach some kind of an agreement where teachers first establish a positive connection among themselves in the teachers' rooms, and then from a well-connected state that they reach, they pass that atmosphere over into their classrooms. Certainly, then, we would start seeing better results across the board, first in the more harmonious social atmosphere of kindness and care, then in mutual assistance and the desire to learn better. There is a long road ahead to develop new educators, and thus a new educational system, based on the need to positively connect throughout society. Along the way, teachers would need to have both their material and ideological interests in such ideas piqued. That is, they would need to receive a satisfying paycheck for their educational work, and also learn the many ins and outs of positive human connection while exercising it among their fellow educators. Based on the CAB TV's news with Dr. Michael Leitman with CABList Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka on November 10, 2022. Written, edited by students of CABList Dr. Michael Leitman.